"It's so good to finally meet you in person," Ayana exclaimed, stepping forward with her arms outstretched. "Oh, you too." Tara Engels smiled as she stepped into the other woman's embrace. She had been emailing with Ayana Washington for the past 3 months, and it almost felt like she was an old friend. And now she was finally aboard the Monstrum mothership, meeting the other woman. Ayana had come to the docking bay to greet her, a vast space filled with the sleek, golden Monstrum spaceships and carpeted in some kind of soft, cushy blue moss. Tara had been amazed when a Monstrum warrior who looked like a Black Panther had come to meet her at the Human Kindred Relations building to fly her to the meeting. And she was even more amazed and excited to actually be here, seeing the friend she'd met by chance when she emailed and asked about the possibility of taking her senior science students on a tour of the huge ship. As they hugged, Ayana's belly pressed against her own and she looked down in surprise. "Oh, I didn't know that I'm pregnant." Ayana, who had long braided curls and big dark eyes, laughed as she pulled back and cupped the curve of her belly. "Yep, I'm really starting to show. Sorry I never mentioned it. It's just kind of a weird thing to drop into an email." No, of course. I'm so happy for you. Is this your first?" Tara smiled, truly delighted for her friend. "Yep, I'm equal parts overjoyed and scared to death," Ayana grinned. "Everyone tells me the first one is the hardest."
"Well, I've only had one myself, so I can't tell you about that. But I'm sure you're going to have the very best medical care up here. Everyone says the Kindred have medical tech that we humans down on Earth can only dream of," Tara said. "And I'm sure that's true for the Monstrum Kindred as well?"
"Oh, yes, absolutely," Ayana smiled. "Of course, my mom wants to come be with me when I go into labor, but I've got a ways to go yet before we get there."
"Lucky you, more time to prepare,"
Tara smiled, though she couldn't help being nostalgic for that time in her life. Couldn't help remembering what it had been like when she was pregnant with her son, Sean, so many years ago. Back then, she'd been newly married and she and her husband, Gregory, had been so happy together. Tara had been sure their love would last forever.
"Meet my husband later," Ayana said.
Tara blinked, realizing she'd missed some of what her friend was saying.
"I'm sorry, did you say I get to meet your husband?"
"Yes, once we get over to the dark side of the ship," Ayana told her. "He's a Drake Monstrum, so he can be kind of overwhelming. I mean, he's 9 feet tall, covered in scales, and he has horns."
"Really?"
Tara looked at her in surprise. "I mean, he's that tall? I know all the Kindred and Monstrum warriors are big, but..."
"Yes, well, they do grow them big over on the dark side of the ship," Ayana said.
She bit her lip. "In fact, I don't know if we ought to include it in your class tour or not. I'll let you make the call once you see it for yourself. I'll show you the light side of the ship first, and then we'll take a carpet roll to the dark side. Come on, let's go."
For a pregnant woman, Ayana seemed to have unflagging energy. But maybe that was just because she was younger, Tara thought, as she tried to keep up with her energetic tour guide. She was firmly middle-aged herself with the gray hair and lines around her eyes and mouth to prove it. The hair she could, and did, dye, but there was no erasing the lines. They had been put there by experience, a lifetime of love and laughter. And just lately, sorrow, regret, and disappointment, she thought. After Gregory had left her and announced his intention of marrying a cute intern who had come to work at his company and was apparently quitting college to be his little wifey.
"Stop it," Tara told herself as Ayana led her down a long corridor which was hung with glowing flowers that lit the way. "Can you just for a minute stop thinking about the mess with Gregory and be happy? Look at this place. It's amazing. And think how excited the seniors are going to be about this trip."
Tara taught science at Hillsborough High in Tampa, Florida, and the principal, Mr. Morrison, had asked for new and unusual ideas for the senior class trip. Most years they went to Universal or Disney, since both theme parks were only 2 hours away, but everyone was tired of that.